something that you could hang clothes up in.
Well, now look, they didn't have that when I was coming along. This hung up against the wall. After whatever they had, they didn't have too darn many clothes. But now, later years, they got a little closet, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever see a piece of furniture for hanging clothes on?
Yes, let me see. I saw a bed once, I believe. When I pulled back out there in the country, you could fold that thing some way or another. But I just only saw one, and I asked them what was it, and they said it was a bed. But some way or another, they hung clothes in it. I don't know, that might have been a...
You never, you hadn't seen, though, just pieces of furniture just for hanging clothes in it?
Oh, yes, I got two back there now. You
want to
see them?
What are you
calling? Chipperoo.
Well, that's what I wanted. Do you
hear
any other name?
No, I don't believe I have. If I do, I can't recall right now.
What about a little space over the ceiling under the roof that maybe you could store things in or something? What
you call that? I don't know anything about that. You got me there.
You think about a loft or an attic?
Well, we had lofts. That's what we call that up there, a loft. Mm-hmm. I never bought no attic until some few years back. I kept hearing them saying attic, some of you people saying attic. What the heck are you talking about? All I knew was loft.
Well, I think that's most of what I heard about you.
Loft. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me it was an attic.
What about a little room off the kitchen where people might keep
the smokehouse.
Okay. Would that be outside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, now when they kill them hogs out in the country, you know, they smoke them in the smokehouse. They smoke that meat. That's very good meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they have, somebody got one here now out in the country there. I heard them advertising that they have a smokehouse. Smoked meat. In other words, I remember whenever they got this liquid you could put on the meat, you know, and make it look like, taste like the smoked meat. I remember Grandma used to smoke her meat. She made her own lye. She'd take the ashes out the fireplace, put them in a barrel, and set the barrel of angling and pour water on it, and that would make lye. And she makes soap out of that lye. Lye soap. She take those boiled meat and put it in the pot, put that lye water in there, and cook it down to a jelly like, and make soap out of it. I didn't know how to make it. But I don't know now.
Did you do that outside?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What'd you put it in?
What?
A pot or something
to do with that? Yes, one of these little great big wash pots, you know, that she put the soap out of. Mm-hmm. But you see, when she put it on that dream bowl, that barrel on that dream, she'd fill that barrel just about full of ashes and pour water on it. And that water would come out of there, look brownish looking, you know. It would be loud.